The story of our health message. Preface. That Seventh-day Adventists are a health-minded people, that a large proportion of their members are trained as physicians, nurses, or dietitians in institutions supported by them at great expense, that they maintain numerous sanitariums, treatment rooms, health food stores, and restaurants, that the converts to their faith are expected not only to abstain from the stronger stimulants and narcotics, but also to make what seem to some to be radical changes in their diet and other health habits. All this is generally known. Just why they hold these principles, and when they came to adopt them as an integral part of their church relationship, are not so generally known, even by many of their own members. It is felt that the story of the adoption of the health reform, early in the history of the denomination, and of the movements that have grown out of it, constitutes a valuable heritage to the present generation. Also, it will make for a better appreciation of these health principles that were regarded as so important by the pioneers of the church. In Mrs. E. G. White's will, dated February 12, 1912, provision was made regarding certain proposed books, which she greatly desired to be prepared. Among these was a historical work listed as Experience of Ellen G. White in connection with the health reform movement among Seventh-day Adventists. After her death, the trustees appointed by her gave early consideration to the matter of preparing such a book. Clarence C. Chrysler, a trusted secretary long connected with Mrs. White's office, was asked to undertake the task. But soon after making a beginning, he was called to duties in the Far East, and the enterprise was suspended. More recently, the present writer was asked by the trustees of the Ellen G. White Publications to bring the work to completion. The correspondence files of James and Ellen White, and of other leaders in the development of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, have been indispensable in the preparation of this work and have furnished a rich background of experiences helpful in illuminating the narrative. A current picture of the development of the message has been found in the denominational and other periodical files of the past century. The records of early movements toward reform have been gathered from the wealth of material in the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. If one were to give a complete history of the movement covered briefly in this book, mention should be made of the work of many persons who are not even named here. Whatever success has marked the growth of medical missionary work among Seventh-day Adventists is due largely to the convictions and to the active and hearty cooperation in the cause of health on the part of ministers, physicians, and laymen. However, prominence has here been given to the counsels and leadership of Mrs. E. G. White, because it is largely due to these that the movement was initiated and later guided in its development. During the 12 years since the printing of the first edition of this book, the medical missionary work of Seventh-day Adventists has experienced an unprecedented growth, especially in the development of the College of Medical Evangelists. In order to bring some recent movements into our narration, several paragraphs have been incorporated into the original material. These will be found in the enlarged chapters 34 to 36. It is hoped that this effort to explore a field of history that has not been systematically covered before may prove helpful in making clear the evidences of a divine guidance in leading a comparatively small religious body to adopt sound principles of hygienic living and to maintain institutions for the practice and promotion of high ideals in the cause of abounding health. D. Robinson, Loma Linda, California, March 28, 1955. The story of our health message study guide. A complete chapter by chapter guide with questions to aid in your reading and understanding of the book. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth.